From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama will be making another push for his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system tomorrow with an unprecedented media blitz. Here's more from NPR's Kathy Rushlow.
President Obama will make an unprecedented appearance on five television networks Sunday. The president taped shows with ABC's This Week, CBS's Face the Nation, NBC's Meet the Press, CNN's State of the Union, and for Univision. The only Sunday morning talk show that the president will not appear on is Fox News Sunday. Mr. Obama is also scheduled to visit comedian David Letterman's show Monday night. He'll be the first sitting president to appear on Letterman's late show. The White House says the president's television blitz is an effort to reach as many people as possible with his message to overhaul health care. Kathy Rushlow, NPR News, Washington.
The upcoming week will be a busy one for President Obama. He'll try to push Middle East peace talks forward with a meeting with both Israel's prime minister and the president of the Palestinian Authority. The meeting will take place on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Mr. Obama will also be traveling to Pittsburgh for the G20 Economic Summit. In his weekly media address Saturday, Mr. Obama emphasized the need for stricter regulations to prevent another global economic meltdown.
Because of the steps taken by our nations and all nations, we can now say that we've stopped our economic freefall. But we also know that stopping the bleeding isn't nearly enough.
Meanwhile, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has been telling a group of conservatives that President Obama's spending and borrowing will run up the deficit and weaken the nation. He and other GOP leaders have been speaking at this weekend's Values Voter Summit in Washington. Saturday was supposed to bring a fourth day of questioning for a man under investigation in a terrorism probe in New York and Colorado, but Najib Boulazizi's legal team canceled the meeting. A spokesman for his lawyer told the Associated Press that Zazi instead met with his attorney. She says further meetings have not been ruled out. Zazi is a 24-year-old native of Afghanistan. He's been subjected to three long interviews with the FBI in Denver this week. A fast-growing wildfire is burning in the Cleveland National Forest north of San Diego. Gina Diamante of member station KVCR has the story.
So far, the fire has burned about 200 acres in a rural area about an hour north of San Diego. Some 30 homes have been evacuated, and Riverside County Sheriff's deputies are checking to see if any structures have actually been damaged. Fire officials say they're using aggressive aerial tactics to keep the fire from spreading any more, but they're working against winds of 15 to 20 miles an hour and temperatures in the 90s. At one point, they say the flames jumped State Route 79, and that highway is now closed. Right now, there's no official estimate on when the fire might be contained, and the weather is expected to get hotter through Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Gina Diamante in San Diego.
You're listening to NPR News. First doses of vaccine against swine flu will start to go out in about 2 weeks, and nearly all of it will be the type given in a nasal spray. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at least 3.4 million doses of the nasal spray vaccine will go out the first week of October. Not everybody on the CDC's priority list to receive swine flu vaccine is eligible to get the nasal spray type. Pregnant women and children under 2 shouldn't get it, nor should those with asthma or many chronic conditions. Those who can include healthcare workers, children from 2 to 18, young adults, and people who have close contact with young infants. CDC officials agree with the Harvard researchers' forecast this week that the flu season will be moderate to severe, but not as deadly as the Asian flu pandemic of 1957-58. That killed about 70,000 Americans at a time when the population was about half as big. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Police in Washington State are still searching for a killer who escaped from a field trip organized by his mental hospital. Philip Arnold Paul walked away from the Spokane County Fair during an outing Thursday with 30 other Eastern State Hospital patients. Authorities suspected he might be heading to his parents' home, but Sergeant Dave Reagan of the Spokane County Sheriff's Office says that theory may have been wrong.
Frankly, we don't know. You know, he's had 48 hours now to make his way somewhere. He's not shown up at Mom and Dad's house.
Paul has been deemed criminally insane. He was committed after he was acquitted by reason of insanity in the 1987 slaying of an elderly woman. His inclusion in the field trip is drawing sharp criticism from Washington's governor and the union that represents workers at his hospital. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.